How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
It was May of 2006 in New York City, and life was good, but everything was about to change.
So, what do you think?
Robin again? Ted, the universe clearly does not want you and Robin to be together. Don't piss off the universe. The universe will slap you.
Don't you think the universe has more important things to worry about than my dating life?
Unless your dating life is the glue holding the entire universe together. Well, chills. Anybody else get chills?
Look, I realize we've been down this road before, but the fact is, whatever I do, it all keeps coming back to Robin, so I gotta do this.
Ow! What the hell? That wasn't me. That was the universe.
The funny thing was, at that very moment, the universe was working on something. A storm.
So, Tropical Storm Willie is going to be with us at least until Monday. It's going to rain cats and dogs, folks. So don't step in a poodle. Sandy, Robin?
Thanks, Lou. Boy, too bad. Our big Metro News 1 camping trip was going to be this weekend.
Yeah, but camping out in the rain? No fun. Muddy. Yuck.
Guess we'll have to take a rain check.
And we'll check in with you tomorrow, New York.
Have a great night.
And we're clear.
Bummer. I was hoping to finally have sex with you this weekend, Scherbatsky.
Well, I give you the I don't date co-worker speech again, but God, you must have that sumbitch memorized by now.
Shame, though. It was a pretty hot show tonight. The rhythmic give and take of our improvised banter there at the end really got my freak juice flowing.
Dude, he's right. How many times do you have to watch this crash and burn before you say enough?
One more. One more time, one more big, beautiful, stupid, romantic gesture. And then, whatever she says, yes or no, that's it. If it's yes, great. If it's no, then I am done going after Robin forever.
So what's this big, beautiful, romantic gesture?
I am going to make her a mix CD. No, I'm kidding. I got a plan. Lily, I'm going to need the spare key to Robin's apartment.
I see where this is going. Ted, waiting naked in a girl's bed wearing whipped cream undies does not work. Usually. The setting, Martha's Vineyard, 1999. The characters, yours truly, and a raven-haired au pair by the
Universe. So, this plan you speak of?
Remember the first night Robin and I went out? I stole a blue French horn for her, and it almost worked.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome. But how are you ever gonna top that?
A string quartet.
She should be here any second.
We're pretty hungry. When do we get our pizza?
Enough with the pizza. We'll go get pizza later, all right?
Hearing Robin search for her key outside her apartment door, Ted grabs one of the many rose bouquets he's adorned the room with.
Damn it.
Ted spots the keys on a table.
Hello?
Hey, Lily, I'm locked out of my apartment. I need to come pick up my extra key.
Extra key? Do I have an extra key to your apartment?
Yes, I gave it to you.
Oh, right, that key. Yeah, I lost it.
Right, now I gotta go to the locksmith.
No, wait, maybe you should just knock.
Knock? Lily, my dogs aren't that well-trained.
Marshall walks in. He plays the answering machine.
Foundation here in San Francisco. I'm pleased to inform you that we've accepted your application for our summer fellowship. We look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Robin, I gotta go. Just knock, okay?
Summer fellowship?
Just knock, okay?
Ted opens the door, clutching the red roses.
Hi.
Hi.
He beckons Robin inside with raised eyebrows and a tilt of his head. The musicians are playing blue instruments.
Robin, I've sort of said this already. I mean, I've half said it. I've tried to say it and I've said it badly. So this is me, just saying it, with strings. I'm crazy about you. I think we should be together. What do you say? What do you say?
Yes. No. I don't know.
Those are the three options.
Ted, this is so...
I know.
I mean, I come home, I was gonna watch Jeopardy, and there's a string quartet, and I have to pee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, go ahead, we'll wait.
Robin walks self-consciously out of the room, and Ted perches nervously on a sofa.
Yeah, because when we talked earlier, you said there'd be pizza. No, I said I'd get you a pizza afterwards. Look, could we talk about this later? I'm sort of professing my love here. Sure. We're not getting any pizza.
Okay. Let's talk.
Okay. Oh, hey, you guys want to take five?
Thanks, guys. Just need a minute. Sort of a big life decision. Love the blue instruments, though. Kind of an inside joke. Thanks. You're crazy.
Right. Come on.
It's not that I haven't thought about this. You know that I have, but let's look at this, okay? We only just started being friends again.
I know, but come on.
And we want different things. That's still there. That's not going away. I mean, what if we do this and it doesn't work out and I'd lose you as a friend? I gotta think about this.
Okay, fine. Think about it on the plane. Let's go to Paris for the weekend. I'm serious. I'm kidding. I'm serious.
I can't go to Paris. I'm going camping.
Well, I thought the thing was canceled.
Well, it's back on.
Since when?
Since like an hour ago.
Sending the storm back out into the Atlantic. So it's blue skies this weekend. Sandy, Robin?
Thanks, Lou. But that blue sky isn't without at least one cloud. I'm sorry to announce that 1 week from today, I will be leaving Metro News One. It has been an honor to bring you the news each night and read the paper to you each morning. I will always treasure it. Good night, New York.
And we're clear.
You're leaving?
There. I quit my job. We're not co-workers. Will you please have dinner with me? I'm joking. I got offered a job at CNN.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, Joel asked me who I thought should replace me as lead anchor. I told him you. They're announcing it next week. Act surprised.
Wow. Thanks. And yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, let's go get dinner.
How about this weekend on the camping trip? I roast a mean weenie.
Oh, you're kidding me. No way. Don't go on this thing.
Ted, I have to go. It's a company camping trip.
Really? Because it also kind of sounds like a date with Sandy and his weenie. I mean, is this not a date?
I don't know.
So what? You actually like this guy now?
I don't know.
Are you going to hook up with him?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No, Ted, I don't. And you know what? That's okay. I don't plan out every second of my life like you do.
I don't plan out every...
Oh, really? What is all of this? I mean, why can't you just say, hey, Robin, let's go get some sushi? No, it has to be a string quartet and Paris and flowers and chocolates and let's spend the rest of our lives together.
Don't you think we're a little bit past sushi at this point? God, you are so terrified of anything real. It's like you're floating out in space. Touch the ground, Robin. Live in the world. Make a mistake. Make this mistake.
I need to think about this.
Fine. No, I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. I need an answer.
If you want me to say yes right now, I can't do that.
Well, if it's not yes, then it's a no.
Then I guess it's not meant to be.
Nice try, buddy.
Good hustle out there.
Look at the bright side. At least you got some closure. She's made her choice, and you can finally move on.
Screw that. This ain't over.
Oh. You sat here in this very booth, and you said...
I don't care what I said. This is gonna happen. She can't say it's not meant to be. It is meant to be, and you know why? Because I mean it to be.
Ted gets up, and Barney follows him.
Unpause.
Let's pause. See, Marshall and Lily had a rule that at any point during a fight, they could pause and take a break. Their fights often lasted for days.
A painting fellowship?
I was never gonna take
it. In California?
I was never gonna take it.
Ted, she is going on that camping trip. Dude, barring some act of God, Robin's gonna be with Sandy this weekend.
Fine. If an act of God is what it takes, then an act of God it is.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna make it rain.
I can't let Robin go camping with this guy. So how do I keep that from happening? Simple. I make it rain. Ted, do you want me to slap you again? Because I kind of enjoyed it the first time.
Look, I might be crazy right now. No, you know what? I am definitely crazy right now. But I have a plan. That girl you used to go out with, Penelope, wasn't she getting her PhD in Native American culture?
Yeah.
Are you still in touch with her?
Sure. I mean, even though we stopped having sex, we still get together like once a month to chat and catch up. And of course I'm not in touch with her.
Well, you're going to need to get in touch with her. She's gonna teach me how to do a rain dance.
Did you just say a rain dance?
Yes.
A rain dance.
Yes.
A dance to make it rain.
Yes.
Barney slaps Ted's face, and Ted slaps Barney back.
How far are you taking Penelope?
No, we are not.
Yes, we are.
Ted, you're forcing me to be the voice of reason, and it's not a good look for me.
Why the hell should I help you?
Come on. I know it didn't work out between us, but we did have a relationship.
We had sex twice in your car, and then you dumped me. How is that a relationship?
Twice.
Barney, there is no way. I am...
Seriously, come on.
Penelope, I really need to make it rain this weekend.
Why?
There's this girl.
There's this girl. You know, the traditional rain dance is a sacred prayer to nature. I don't think the Great Spirit looks too kindly on white dudes who co-opt it to get laid.
This is the girl I love. If it doesn't rain this weekend, she's gonna end up with the wrong guy. Please.
This wrong guy, is he a huge jackass?
Absolutely.
Kinda like Barney?
Kinda.
Hey.
You hit on my mom.
We weren't exclusive.
I'm in.
And so, the three of us headed to the roof of my building.
Okay. Crouch down and bend over a little bit.
Wow, it took 5 shots of tequila to get you in that position.
I will throw you off this roof.
So much of your mom and you.
And she's been throwing up ever since.
So how'd she manage to eat so much chocolate?
Remember that guy, Ted, that I was telling you about? Well, I came home and I found him waiting in my apartment with a string quartet and roses and chocolates and...
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, yes, it's sweet in theory, but isn't it also kind of crazy? I mean, a string quartet in my living room. Who does that?
Nobody does that.
Exactly.
No, honey. Nobody does that. But I guess I'm just a hopeless romantic. I'm gonna put my hand up your dog now.
So you're saying you would forbid me from going?
Forbid? Who said forbid? I was just reminding you that there's this wedding coming up in a couple of months, and I was kind of hoping you'd save the date. Look for me. I'll be the guy in the awesome suit. I mean, come on, Lily. It's what you've always wanted.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things I've always wanted, and I haven't done any of them. I'm sorry. I just need to do this before settling down forever.
So now we've gone from I was never gonna do it to I need to do this. Did I leave the room at some point? When did that happen?
Oh, maybe when you said you wouldn't let me do it.
I never said that! You know, if you're having these kind of doubts now, what's gonna change in 3 months? Maybe we just shouldn't get married at all.
Maybe not.
Pause.
So you're just like starving?
Totally. Red Lobster?
Oh, lobster, 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 you are delicious.
Oh, God, I love butter sauce. There's nothing bad about it. Say something bad about butter sauce, I dare you.
I wouldn't dare. Marshall, no! We're on Paws. There's no crying in Paws Land. Paws Land is a magical place with popcorn shrimp mountains and butter sauce rivers.
Ted trots around in a circle.
Ted, this is funny. Still funny. Still fu- and now it's sad.
Hey, Penelope. You sure I'm doing this right?
I think so.
Uh-huh. Does it, look anything like a real rain dance?
I think so.
Hey, Penelope. Have you, you ever actually seen a rain dance performed?
No.
No?
I've read extensively on the subject. First-hand accounts, theoretical criticisms, anthropological...
Have you ever seen
A rain dance?
I've seen a film strip.
Terrific. Look, I should run. I'm getting brain surgery from some guy who's seen a couple episodes of ER. I can't believe this. We've been up here for the past hour making complete asses of ourselves.
What do you mean, we, white man?
How did we get here? A couple of days ago, the biggest problem in my life was, did Ted eat the last pudding snack pack in the fridge?
I think there's still one left.
Dibs.
Unpause. Look, I know this sucks. It's just something I'm going through. I'm not asking you to understand it. I'm not asking you to be happy about it. I'm just asking you to support it.
Look, I want to, Lily, okay? I really do. But I just can't.
Why not?
Because you're scaring the hell out of me. That's why not. What if you decide to go be a painter, and then you realize I don't fit into your life anymore, and 3 months becomes forever? Can you promise me that that's not gonna happen?
Marshall!
Because if you can't promise me that, we should just break up right now. I'm not gonna wait around for 3 months just to have my heart ripped out.
Marshall, I love you.
Can you promise me that that's not gonna happen?
Pause.
No, Lily, we cannot pause this anymore. Can you promise me that that's not gonna happen?
Pause.
Why do you want me to pause?
She kisses him hungrily.
It's just a great use of the pause function, baby.
Thank you.
Hey, Ted. What you doing?
A rain dance.
Dude, that's not a rain dance. That's a fat kid with a bee in his pants.
Look, I highly doubt the great spirit is a stickler for choreography. It's the thought that counts.
She's leaving in half an hour. Dude, these are your awesome years. You're wasting them on this girl. This isn't gonna work.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, then why are you doing this?
Because I love her. I love her. I told her that the first night we went out, and here it is 8 months later, and nothing's changed. So yes, I know this isn't gonna work, but it has to work. You hear me, universe? This is Ted Mosby talking. Give me some rain. Come on. Come on! Come on!
A torrential downpour.
Oh, come on!
Ted jumps up and down excitedly. A news reporter on a rain-swept street corner at night.
Pushing the front back into the tri-state area and giving Manhattan one of its worst storms in over a decade.
How about that? He did it.
Barney and Penelope chink glasses, down shots, then are all over each other. A yellow taxi pulls up outside Robin's apartment and Ted gets out. Happily getting drenched in the pouring rain, he calls up to a first floor window.
Robin! Hey, Robin!
Robin opens the window.
Because I made it rain! That's what I did today! And that's enough! I've done my part, now get down here!
I'm not dressed, Ted! No, come up!
I'm not coming up there, Robin. I'm not! You have to come down here!
Robin ducks her head back inside. Glancing at the blue French horn that Ted stole for her, she appears to come to a decision. Smiling, she hurries to the door and opens it to find Ted standing there. They throw their arms around each other and kiss. As night turns to day, the rain continues to pelt down.
And that's how Robin and I ended up together. Turns out all I had to do was make it rain. As I rode home the next morning, the city looked the same, the people looked the same, it all looked the same, but it wasn't. In just one night, everything had changed.
a dejected Marshall sitting on the steps of Ted's apartment. Almost in tears, he holds up a ring to show Ted. Ted sits down beside his friend and puts a comforting arm around his shoulders.